Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served the Valley for decades. Best insurance, best price. They go the extra mile for you. And to the entire Purdy group and Purdy family, happy Thanksgiving from us to them. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Nathan Davis, head basketball coach at Bucknell, coming up in the final half hour. But before we get to Skip Kratzer, our play-by-play call today. Last night, the Arizona Cardinals and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Snap, ball down, the kick is up. It's good! It's good with 1 second left. The Cardinals lead 34-31.
Dave Pasch with the call last night on the Cardinals radio network. How in the heck did the Steelers ever beat them without Roethlisberger? I'll never know.
I don't know, but I'm happy about it.
Yes, that makes a difference in all of our lives knowing that.
I know. Right.
Skip Kratzer. Head coach, state champion boys soccer team, Skip, congratulations.
Well, thanks. Thanks very much.
Well, as this played out, when did you get a sense as the season went, you know what, I got a really special group here. When did you start to get that sense?
Honestly, we knew coming into the season we had a really good group of guys. This was one of our goals early on that we set. That we knew we were going to get this opportunity. We really believed we deserved that. You know, when did we know we were going to get that opportunity? I guess probably after we beat Midwest in the district finals, we could kind of just breathe a sigh of relief to know that we earned the opportunity to get ourselves into the state tournament.
Every team at some moment fights a slice of adversity, gets through it, and then everything's okay. When was that moment for you?
Yeah, they certainly do. I would say our Loyal Sock game, we had several games there where we just started to play a little flat. The guys started taking opponents a little for granted maybe and just couldn't quite come out. And the Loyal Sock game is the only game we played all season where we actually had to come from behind. We were 2-1 at one point in the second half before the boys just rallied behind each other and picked it up and carried us through and got the win.
Every team, even with returning people, every team takes on its own personality. How did you approach this team, and was it the approach a bit different because of the cast that you had?
Well, yeah, this is a junior-laden group of boys that have played together for a really long time. I have five seniors, and that core group of guys was around when we went undefeated in the regular season and lost to Danville in the semifinals. So it was really fortunate, I guess, that happened for us to draw on that this year and look back at that game that we lost when we thought we deserved to go all the way. And it was a really good kind of rallying point to keep these boys to remember, stay humble. And I think, you know, when you look at a personality, this is a group of guys that worked really hard but never let egos get in the way.
When you mentioned Loyal Sock, after that matchup, did you remind them of Danville?
They definitely in that game, I actually sat my starting goalkeeper. I actually pulled him out of the game. And, you know, this is a guy who's got 61 shutouts, the state record, and we had to remind that we just needed to play a bigger game. And Logan's been lights out, the best goalkeeper the rest of the way. Just had a down day that time, but yeah, we sat all the boys down right before playoffs began. I had little buttons made with campaign buttons with the newspaper headlines that read "Unbeaten No More," which was what the newspaper headlines were for the season that we got taken out, and every one of them had to put it on their jacket or on their bags that they carry to the games, to just a constant reminder that no matter how good you are, there's always somebody out there looking to take you down.
Once you got to the final, what did you see in your team and their eyes before they went out there?
I had a great pregame speech, and it wasn't mine. My principal at the high school, Paula Reber, had created a letter that she wanted me to share with them, and when I read it, it just resonated with me as something I needed to talk to them. And when I read this letter to them about how proud everybody was and how behind them everybody was, and you could have heard a pin drop. And there's a minute left in the game ahead of us before we take the field for warm-ups. And I could just see the humility, the hunger, and the passion in each one of these guys' eyes. They were ready to go get it.
What does it feel like now? I mean, now that you've had a chance to absorb it, and what's the reaction in town been?
The reaction in town's been amazing. You know, everybody should get the ride on top of a fire truck once and go down the middle of town. Sirens, lights, people cheering for you. Everyone should get to experience it. It's surreal. It's dreamlike. Not many people get to realize their dreams. It's just an emotional moment for me. I still get choked up when you really get me talking about it, because, you know, this is a group of boys that are, you know, every one of them is like a son to me, and one of them is a son to me. And so to put the medals around their necks, it just means an awful lot.
From us to you, congratulations to you, the team, what it means to Lewisburg, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. What a tremendous moment. You'll have it for the rest of your lives.
Hey, thanks so much.
Skip Kratzer, head coach, Lewisburg Boys Soccer, state champions 2015. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
If you're not insured with the Purdy Insurance Agency, you may not be getting the most out of your insurance coverage. Locally owned and family operated for over 90 years, the experienced team at Purdy will compare your rates and coverage among a number of nationally recognized insurers to make sure you're getting the most out of your insurance dollars. And once you join the Purdy family of customers, you'll experience service and claims handling that's second to none. Call 1-800-677-2478 to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles. There should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. Is our number if you'd like to get in here and talk with us. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I know what some people want to get in, ask some questions. I know we had Skip Kratzer on. We felt it was very important to get Skip on after the state championship. That's why we did it. And if you'd like to jump in now, you can do so at 800-795-9565, whatever your questions or comments happen to be. Kevin's already knocked people out of bowl games today. He's already... I really can't explain it. Turning down bids. Things like that.
I would never endorse turning down a bid.
It's happened twice here, but you're not allowed to do it anymore. 800-795-9565 is the number to call. All right, let's go to Dick and Milton. Hi, Dick. How are you today?
I'm good, Steve. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, even though I'm only Dick from Milton, I'm actually an old-time Lewisburg Green Dragon. And I've been on. Not only that, but I've actually been on the representative deal on the Alumni Association for.
That's great.
Probably 10, 11, 12, 13 years. And I actually, not because I can't speak for other people, but on behalf of the guys I know at Lewisburg, I'd like to congratulate the soccer team. It is a really a good achievement. And I don't even think it was mentioned, but they're like a top 25 team in the country right now in their soccer program in the poll.
They only have, as Skip said, they only have five seniors on that team. It really is an amazing job that they've done there.
Yeah, they've done really well. I mean, Lewisburg School District is what it is. They excel in a lot of besides academics. They excel in a lot of sports or academics and a lot of sports. Their basketball team should be very good this year. Also, really good.
It's a great accomplishment.
It is, and I just wanted to get that out there. I mean, I'm going to bypass Penn State and everybody else this today, just to congratulate the Lewisburg boys soccer team.
Cool, that's great. Thanks, Dick. 800-795-9565 is the number. 800-795-9565 is the number if you'd like to jump in. You know, a lot of people, when it comes to Penn State, a lot of people, you know, they're disappointed they didn't beat Michigan. Thought it'd be a really good game. It was a good game. There are a lot of people talking about signature wins and things like that. And when's a signature win going to happen? It will happen in due time. But it takes time when you're rebuilding this thing. And look, if you don't think they're rebuilding something, then... you're getting kind of... you don't have a good enough handle on the situation if you think you're rebuilding something. It is Bob in Selins Grove. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you, Bob.
Good. I do have a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
You do play-by-play for Penn State and so forth, and I'd just like to know how you prepare for the games. I mean, what all is involved in preparation? Because you seem to know all the players, all the plays. I mean, it's pretty intense to listen to. It's a lot of fun to listen to. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer. I appreciate it. You do a fantastic job, and you too, Kevin.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that a lot. That means a lot. All right,
okay.
What does it take to do it? Okay, let's start with... going to practice. I am at every practice. So, in other words, you know, let's take, for example, the a trick play. Geno Lewis's touchdown pass to Deshaun Hamilton, the touchdown pass to Christian Hackenberg from Nick Scott, the play they tried off the Wildcat with Hackenberg throwing the ball downfield the other day. Yeah, I've seen that play run in practice how many times during the course of the week, and I know it's going to be in the package. Thus, when it happens, I'm not surprised by it. You know, they line up in a certain way. I see it. Okay, that makes sense. Here it comes. I know it's coming. And you have to be aware of it. So practice is a huge thing. I watch a lot of tape. I will look at, for example, the two Michigan games I looked at the Indiana game and I looked at the Minnesota game. I have not yet watched Michigan State. I will do that probably starting tonight.
Tomorrow I've got a basketball game. Now I'm going to look tonight at basketball tape as well to look at Radford tonight, too. I'll look at the basketball tape tonight. I will put a chart together. I've already put together the Michigan State chart. It's done. I did it yesterday. Went through all their personnel, updated all their stats, updated all Penn State stats. But I also did Penn State basketball's chart, and I did a basketball chart for Radford and updated all their stats because I'm doing two sports right now. I will go to basketball practice tonight. And then I will also go through an analytics sheet. And the analytics sheet, for example, on basketball, will tell me the tendencies of the Radford players. You know, do they get like to go left? Are they a three-point shooter? Is it somebody that can get their own shot? What kind of post player are they? How do they grade out the whole thing? Football analytics. I got football analytics that cover the last four games of players. How's the quarterback under pressure? When you blitz him, what's his percentage? What are the throwing zones he goes into? How many, you know, not only catches, but how many yards after the catch the last four games for a player? How many yards after contact for a running back? Which offensive lineman, how do they grade out? In the last four games, they grade out in the red or grade out in the green. That helps me with what potential matchups happen to be. So I do all these things during the course of the week that then come together in a broadcast. And then, Bob, the number one thing I need to do in the broadcast, the number one thing I need to do, and whether it's doing the pregame with James or with Jack Ham, is listen. Even though I do a lot of talking, listening is a key part to it. James may say something that really tips me off as a direction I need to be thinking about. Jack may say something that changes the direction of the broadcast. And I do all of those things to get ready for a game. Kevin, I think, does similar things to get ready for a game. Except Kevin doesn't. The one thing Kevin wouldn't have that I have would be the use of analytics.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
You're not going to get it. But analytics do not tell me, like, okay, here it is. I look at analytics and then in conjunction with the tape, and then does it make sense as to what I'm seeing?
Yeah, in my case, it's a little bit different because practice is usually happening when the show's going on for football and, for that matter, for basketball, because right after when school lets out. So I'll actually sit down and actually talk with the coaches, and then that's where building a rapport with the coaches over the years has been invaluable to me. They'll share some scouting report information. They'll say, hey, this is one thing that we think we can do, so look for this formation, and here's what we can do out of it. So like you said, Steve, I may not have seen it in practice, but I know what they're working on and can actually be able to recognize it when it happens on the field. Those are the things. I mean, having a good rapport with the coaching staff, especially the assistant coaches, is invaluable to me.
And then not only that, but when something happens and a guy gets into the game, I've already seen that guy. It's not unfamiliar to me that, for example, Jordan Lucas goes down in the game. I know Malik Golden's going to replace him. Who's the backup if something happens to Kabinda, for example? I know what direction they're going to go in. Things like that. I also know who's... There's a big difference between being hurt and being injured. I know who's injured, thus they're out. And it tells me before we start, you know, who's not going to play. I already know who's not going to play. And then I also know who's playing hurt. So all that goes into it. And
you mentioned something, Steve. You're absolutely right. You end up watching film almost the way a head coach watches film.
Yeah, in a lot of ways you do. And like, for example, with Pat Chambers, for example, I mean, tonight I'll go to practice, but they're going to do a film session after practice. I sit in on the film session. I've sat in on many film sessions before, you know, and go through what they do, scouting report, things like that. I mean, I sit there and I see all of that stuff. With the idea, that's why, for example, on this show, for example, maybe I talk about things differently than maybe other hosts do and in other realms. Well, I talk about margin of error, which I brought up with him in the pregame show. As frustrated as fans get, I do actually have people say to me, they have said over to me over time, you know, it's up to you because of what you see to educate us at times. Now, fans are very educated, and they ask really good questions. Really good questions. And I don't sit here. I think people think I sit here sometimes, and I give excuses. I don't give excuses. I give reality. Because I do know a lot of things that are going on. And fans usually ask the right questions. They ask really good questions, or they have really good comments. And sometimes the comment isn't correct, all right? And then it's my responsibility to say, okay, hold on a second. This is actually what happened and why. Now, hopefully, I do the job in such a way where it helps the fan have a better understanding of what and why. Fair enough? Yeah, you hope that's what you're doing. Bob, thanks for the kind comments, and really, I hope that answered your question. The bottom line is I absolutely love my job. You know, Thanksgiving is Thursday. I give thanks every single day. Every day, because I love what I do. Nathan Davis is next to the final half hour, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The citizenship test. Remember Wilson Alvarez, who pitched in the majors through a no-hitter?
Yeah.
He was the pitching coach here in State College in 2008. And in 2008... Wilson Alvarez, whose wife is born in the United States, and obviously his children are Americans, as a gift to them, wanted American citizenship. So all of us took turns on road trips, including myself. We all took turns on road trips asking Wilson questions for him to answer so he could pass his citizenship test. And it turned out that we made a road trip to Vermont. And that was the one I asked. I think the lion's share of them at that point. It was really my turn. And about a week later, he went out. He went down to Tampa because he finished his career with the Rays. And he went down to Tampa where his family lives, passed it, and then came back as an American citizen. So it's really, really a cool thing.
How'd you really do on cool. the quiz?
I asked the questions.
Yeah, but did you know the answers when you were asking them?
To be honest with you, yes.
I mean, there's some. I knew most of them, but there's some questions that I did not know.
Yeah, you make a right turn on red, you're good. All right.
What does yellow mean?
Nathan Davis is going to join us in a few moments. Eventually, their week ends up here when they play Penn State. At the Jordan Center, Saturday at 1. They're coming off a big win over Manhattan. They went up to New York and won. They're not 3-1 on the year. They're after a great start. They got a game before they get to that game, a really tough game with Siena coming up. And then they have Penn State. The game with Siena is going to be on Tuesday. It's going to be tomorrow night at 7. Then they have Penn State here Saturday at 1. Siena beat Radford, and I've already watched a little bit of that tape, and I actually know how good Siena is, so it's not bad. Hopefully get Nathan here on the show, talk with him in just a few moments.
That's a 6:30 airtime Tuesday against Siena on Eagle 107. And Bucknell, Penn State will be on Eagle 107. That is a 12:30 pregame with Doug Birdsong.
Yes, because of... football being on at 2 o'clock, the network is not airing the game. That's the reason why.
But if you have the app, you can switch. Well, actually, no, you can't. You have to listen on the radio. Forget I said that. Forget it.
Oh. 800-795-9565. The other part, too, Bob, I talk to all the players all the time. And I do talk to all the players all the time. And that includes the freshmen. They're of the freshmen in this class, because I also help out with the TV show. I think in this freshman class, there are only five of them I have not interviewed. In fact, I interviewed literally a dozen of them yesterday, freshmen. I've interviewed, fans have not heard Saquon Barkley yet, except on the TV show. I probably have interviewed him three times. Very smart, very thoughtful young man. You're going to love eventually seeing Irvin Charles out there. He has been unbelievable the last month of the practice field. Juwan Johnson's been good all year, but Irvin Charles is really good. Nick Bowers, another guy I like. Bates and Gonzalez, I think, are going to be good players. I think Kevin Givens has a chance to be good. Ryan Buchholz. Ryan Monk. I mean, I think Cam Carter's not bad. Garrett Taylor's pretty good, too. I mean, they've got some young players that can play beyond the ones you've already seen out there this year. 800-795-9565, and hopefully Coach Davis gets on here in a few moments and we can talk with him about his team. Great win for them yesterday over Manhattan. They're now 3-1 of the year. Now, they may be at a point now. Are they on break this week at Bucknell?
Yes.
No. And they may have already practiced. I mean, usually during these weeks, practice times are different. Kind of change it up just a bit. So hopefully we'll get him on and talk with him.
You have the coach's show this week on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I have to do it Wednesday night because Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Right. And I just want to make sure that people that were tuning in
just can't imagine that on Thursday. Yeah, let's do it Thursday night on Thanksgiving. Yeah, what do you think the crowd's going to be like? Not too good. Maybe just a conversation between you and me. Yeah, I think that worked out great. 800-795-9565. What about the Les Miles situation? What about that? There are rumors going around. They're going to buy him out. And the buyout supposedly is $15 million.
I was going to say, what is the buyout on that? That can't be cheap.
$15 million. Now, here's my question. Syracuse fired Scott Schaefer today. Iowa State fired Rhodes. Their records aren't that great. All right. But here's my question. If you're LSU, who do you get that you think is better?
We've turned into a what have you done for me lately society when it comes to sports.
Well, you know what? But I think there's a big reason for that. And I think the money part has a lot to do with it. We now know what contracts happen to be. Remember years ago, I want to go back, 10 years ago. Remember the Patriot News put in a request on what does Joe Paterno make? And they weren't just looking for what Joe Paterno made. It was, to be honest with you, they were using that as the avenue to then find out what everybody else made. And I remember I was speaking in Harrisburg in Camp Hill, and someone asked about Joe's salary. And then I said, I could care less what Joe makes. And they said, what do you mean you could care less what Joe makes? And I could care less what Joe makes. I don't care what any of them make. I said, I care what I make. I said, what I make pays my bills. So what he makes doesn't pay my bills. I said, I don't care what he makes. But I think the money comes into play. Okay. You're Les Miles. You're a $6 million a year coach. I want $6 million worth of results. And I think that plays a role in the mindset and thinking of people because you're paying your hard-earned money for seats and things like that, and you're looking down there saying, look, I want $6 million worth of results. Come on.
But the problem is that $6 million worth of results right now seems to be, if you're not in contention or winning the SEC championship, it's not enough.
Wow. It's more than that. You got to win the national championship down there. They're 7-3. They've lost three. They've lost three games in a row, and they're only going to play 11 this year. People forget their opener with McNeese State was wiped out because of awful weather, hurricane, something like that. Dick in Milton. Hi, Dick.
Hey, Steve. I just wanted to get this out there. This is like a real sad note involving Bucknell, longtime baseball coach, former football player Gene Depew passed away this morning. I don't know if you had that on there or not.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that, but we were actually waiting for the go. We've known for about an hour.
Yeah, well, they put it up on the Bucknell website, a long article on it, so that's the only reason I mentioned it. Because some people don't take the time to read it.
Yeah, we're waiting for the go from then to talk about it, but we've known about it. That's why we were delayed getting Joe Susan on, because he was dealing with that, and Joe was going to call us at 3:35, and he had to wait a few minutes before he came on. But it's awfully sad. Gene Depew did a lot of great things for Bucknell, and leaves a great legacy. And I think it's a sad day for Bucknell.
It really is. He's really a real gentleman on and off the field, a very nice man. So
I'm glad you called about that, because that's really important to get out there. I'm glad you could pay tribute to him.
I mean, obviously, he played football there at Bucknell, and then he was coach for 31 years on the former football and longtime baseball coach. Well, enough that they named the field after him. So, but it is a sad day for Bucknell when you lose anybody but a coach of his stature. Okay, thanks, Steve.
No, thanks for paying tribute, Dick. That was great. 800-795-9565, and very, very, very sad. But you know what? A guy like that leaves us and has left us with great memories and a great legacy. A great legacy. He'll be sorely missed. Sorely missed. How about the Ohio State traveling road show? They finally lose a game and the wheels come off the wagon. Cardale Jones, I'm not coming back. As if we thought you were. Zeke Elliott gets mad at the coaches, then says, I'm not coming back. But, I think anybody with half a brain knew he wasn't coming back. I think anybody with half a brain knew that Cardale Jones wasn't coming back either. But the timing of it and the bitterness after losing a game. And then Urban Meyer, I can understand exactly how he feels. That's great. Cover it up all you want. I can tell you right now, you can do that stuff. And I can tell you, I can tell you right now who's starting a tailback. It's not going to be you on Saturday. I wouldn't start him, even though I think he's the best tailback in the Big Ten. I wouldn't start him. Now, would I sit him out a series and then play him? Yeah. But
would you sit him out an entire quarter?
No. I'd sit him out a series. I would take into account the fact that he is he's a competitor. And he was mad after the game. I'd take that into account. But at the same time, I realize that we're in an era of canned answers. I've got that. And he was being honest, so everybody's loving the fact of how honest he happens to be. Well, that's great from the fans' perspective, and that's great from the media perspective. Now I'm going to take it from the coach's perspective. One thing about being a team is you got to stay a team. And through adversity, you got to stay a team. Ohio State hasn't had what you call a lot of adversity for a few years here. First time they get a crack in it, suddenly the wheels come off the wagon. Find that to be very interesting.
I thought, though, the apology was rather strange. I mean, when he issued an apology but didn't really say he regretted saying anything. I understand. Maybe he means that he didn't regret saying what he said, but... think maybe you should regret saying it in the first place, though.
It doesn't matter. He can apologize all he wants. He's already said it. So it's out there. It's done. But this is, and this is crazy. I mean, it's a... And then the college football playoff, I've heard people arguing whether, Iowa might be number two. Iowa doesn't do this. Who cares? You want to know the difference between being number two, number three, and number four? Do you want to know what the difference is?
Who you play.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well, if you're two versus three, you're still playing the same team.
That's a good point.
Okay, you want to know what the difference is? What color jersey you wear. That's why I find all this talk about the college football playoffs so, I mean, after a while, it's like, okay, it's all manufactured. All right? It does cause me to look at, okay, who are the matchups this weekend? Iowa's got Nebraska. Last year, I was driving to Bucknell to do that Friday Bucknell basketball game. In fact, that's where I met, Dick from Milton. It's the first time I met him face-to-face, was at that game. And I was driving to the game. And Iowa had a big lead on Nebraska. And Nebraska started coming back. I'm listening to Gary Dolphin, Dolph's been on our show how many times? And he and Ed Podolak were doing the game. And you could just hear in their voices, like, the wheels are coming off the wagon here. And they were in a state of shock. They couldn't believe it. And they were, and Nebraska won the game. So they've got Nebraska coming up on Friday. So they've got that game to play. Michigan State just went through a physical game with Ohio State. They got Penn State coming up. Now, what did Zeke Elliott say that Ohio State should have done more of? Take shots down the field. Who's pretty good at taking shots down the field? Christian Hackenberg. That's who they've got coming up. They got him. So you got that. Notre Dame has to play Stanford. Oklahoma's going to play the Bedlam game against Oklahoma State. Alabama has to play Auburn. So it does get you interested in what the matchups are for that particular weekend. Where everybody's ranked at the moment means nothing because, as I pointed out how many times in this whole scenario, Ohio State was never ranked in the Final Four until the last one. Because then you get championship games. So all this talk about Iowa could be number two and people pointing, who have they played and blah, 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 it's irrelevant. They'll play Nebraska this week, and if they win, they'll either get Ohio State, Michigan, or Michigan State. That's enough to then show whether you got the chops to be in the playoff. Pretty simple. And this manufactured college football playoff talk, which of course emanates out of Bristol because, look, they've invested how much money into this thing where they're turning Tuesday night into a TV show and the whole thing, and they gather them all in a room. Oh boy. They're not doing anything. They're doing nothing. I don't care what they say. All right. Essentially, they are doing nothing. Unless they're putting teams in a position where they win out, they're in. They aren't doing anything. Because last year they had teams, TCU was in the Final Four at this week a year ago, and won out. And not only that, won out big. And guess where they ended up? So what did the poll this week mean a year ago? It meant nothing. Ohio State won out, TCU won out. Ohio State went, TCU did not. So what did it mean having the poll this week? Other than showing some interest in the game, nothing. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, so the Lundberg survey comes out of gas prices across the country, and they say that average price of gas across the country for unleaded is supposed to be $1.99 in Thanksgiving. And that right now the average is $2.07. That 60% of the U.S. gas stations are already selling gas at less than $2 a gallon. Where's ours?
Come on.
I got 229 here. What do you got?
That's about 229 here. Upstate New York yesterday, or over the weekend, 229, 230. So now our state gas taxes have reached about what New York's paying. Still, your best bet is to go to Jersey.
Indiana, $1.80. Ohio, $1.80. Missouri, $1.86. Arkansas, $1.88. Louisiana, $1.88. Alabama, $1.84. Mississippi, $1.86. Texas, $1.86. South Carolina, $1.84. California, $2.74.
Well, you'll like this because as we're driving in from New York to on Interstate 81 and get to Pennsylvania, you hear the rhythmic thump, thump, thump. And I said, yep, that's our gas taxes well used right there. Listen, I don't mind paying more in gas tax. Just fix the road. But the problem is that they're so far behind fixing the road, it's going to take another six more years to catch up.
Gee whiz. We don't have a budget, do we? Do we have a budget yet?
Negative.
Okay.
There are a lot of students that are looking for some money here soon, too, because there's no budget.
This is for the Lawrence Show to deal with, not me.
It is. That's very true.
Right. Hopefully we'll get Nathan Davis on here before the week's out.
Yes, we'll try and catch up with him again because we had to move him around. 4:35 may not have been as convenient, but he will be. We'll figure out a way. If nothing else, we'll at least have him on next week.
I'd like to get him on for the Penn State game, obviously.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Great to have you with us today. Brandon Gowden coming up tomorrow. Matt Leon tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Adam Bittner. Later in the week, Rich Scarcella. George Blaha. Let's see, who else? Rich Scarcella. And, a writer from the Lansing State Journal, too. We have a big week. Hey, Skip Kratzer, congratulations at Lewisburg. How awesome is that? State champions. They will never take that away from you. You'll always remember it. Being on top of a fire truck, being saluted in your town, it's one of the coolest things ever.